This is a World Challenge devotion by David Wilkerson. Proclaiming the victory. What does God expect of us once we are sprinkled with the blood of Jesus? Are we obligated in any way by His sprinkling? Yes, we certainly are. If we have been sprinkled with Jesus' blood, we are first commanded to go in peace and not doubt anymore. When Moses sprinkled blood on the sinning Israelites, they never once doubted that they were pardoned and accepted by God. They trusted in that sprinkling. Today, the blood sprinkled on us is not that of bulls, goats, or sheep, but of Christ, the Lamb of God. Yet we have more doubt, more fear than those Israelites. Martin Luther said it is blasphemy to take back to ourselves all the sins that were laid on Christ. And I agree with him. It is absolute sacrilege to go about in fear, guilt, and condemnation. We are not to say, "The Bible says that by faith I am cleansed, justified, and protected from Satan's power, yet I cannot believe such a glorious thing is possible." Secondly, we are to praise God with a thankful heart, never doubting. We are commanded to thank God for the precious blood of Jesus with high praises. We also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation. Romans chapter 5, verse 11. Be glad in the Lord, and rejoice, you righteous, and shout for joy, all you upright in heart. Psalm chapter 32, verse 11. Blessed are the people who know the joyful sound. Psalm chapter 89, verse 15. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness. Isaiah chapter 61, verse 10. Proclaim the victory of Jesus' blood in your life and begin praising him now for the promise of that great day of redemption to come. World Challenge, transforming lives through the message and mission of Jesus Christ. Visit us online at worldchallenge.org.